track 6, more news stories. And this headline slightly cheekily says, Teignbridge councillors yet to spend a penny. Three Teignbridge councillors have yet to dip into their budget to support local organisations and initiatives. They're among just five of the total of 60 Devon councillors who've yet to spend a penny of their £8,000 locality budget, which is given to every member, which they can use to help groups or events in their division. That's a total of £480,000 across the councillors. Of the five councillors, the three Teignbridge members are Councillor Heather Horner, Councillor Stuart Rogers and Councillor Tony Dempster. Since the current crop of councillors were elected in May, £153,000 has either been spent or pledged via 207 applications, some of which are still being assessed. Devon's new cohort of councillors who emerged successful in May's election has quickly started spending their locality budget. Teignmouth Lib Dem member Councillor David Cox is one of the fastest spenders and has spent £6,700 so far, meaning he's just £1,300 left. He's donated £1,000 towards the installation of an accessible toilet at Kingsway Community Enterprises and £1,000 for children's activities at Teignmouth Carnival.
Plans will be on show at a drop-in event at Newton's Place from 2pm to 7pm on Tuesday, September the 9th, where people will be able to speak to the project team. Plans will be displayed at Newton Abbott Library for the rest of the month, and information leaflets are being sent to residents. Traffic simulation technology was used to assess the potential impact on traffic for the travelling public through the use of temporary traffic lights and road closures with diversions. This modelling showed the solution resulting in the least disruption was road closures with two diversion options. Traffic flow would be quicker and more reliable using diversions rather than multiple sets of temporary lights. It also reduces construction time by a year compared with using the temporary lights.
Enquiries ongoing after man is injured. Enquiries are ongoing, say police, after a man was found injured in East Street last week. Officers were called at 9:25pm on Wednesday, August the 27th, following a report of a man being found injured in East Street in Newton Abbott. It was reported he had been assaulted. A scene guard was put in place, the ambulance service also attended, and the victim was taken to hospital. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said his injuries are not considered life-changing. Enquiries are ongoing.
Shaldon rounds off fantastic regatta. The crowds turned out in force to celebrate the 9 days of Shaldon Regatta last month, with many events attracting record-breaking entries, despite weather conditions early in the week forcing minor changes to the programme. More than 50 competitors took part in the long-distance row, which took place in the river rather than from Dawlish, due to the easterly wind and unfavourable sea conditions. A sailing event on the Tuesday was also made trickier due to a lack of wind and a strong tide. However, Shaldon's die-hard sailors were not put off, with some competitors being as young as 6 and 7 years of age. As the week went on, the weather returned to glorious sunshine for events on and off the water, including beach sports, kayaking, paddleboarding, rowing, tug-of-war, the duck race and the highly competitive pillow fight. The Shaldon Regatta Organising Committee said it's grateful to all the volunteers who helped out and thanked everyone who took part for making it a week to remember. Shaldon Regatta is a week of fun for families and friends making new memories and reminiscing about past regattas. We love seeing so many having fun, and that's why we do it, said a regatta spokesperson.
Warning over fake parking fine scam. Devon County Council's Trading Standards Service is warning motorists to be on their guard against a parking fine text scam doing the rounds. Heart of the South West Trading Standards Service issued the warning after some residents reported receiving a scam message. The message issues a fake final reminder about an outstanding toll and provides a link to make a payment, but it doesn't give any further details of when or where the offence took place, or even the council which supposedly issued the fine. Janet Quinn, the scam's lead for Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards Service, said that the aim of the message was to steal personal and financial information. In this case, there are a number of pointers that can show it's a scam, said Janet. It's generic. The grammar, spelling and wording is poor and uses words such as toll and not fine or penalty charge notice, which is what you would expect if this was a genuine reminder. It also gives strange instructions, such as telling you to reply, then close and reopen the message to activate the link. So if you get a message like this, always think, could it be a scam? And don't click on the link. Remember, you will get notified about a parking fine by a ticket on your car or a letter in the post, never by a text message, added Janet. Where DCC charge for on-street parking, you can use Ringo to make payment. However, the council have been advised by Ringo that QR codes, often in the form of stickers, have been appearing at pay and display locations in the southwest. These are not valid codes. Do not use them to make payment for parking at any Devon County Council location. Use instead the Ringo app or phone number.